I will be the storyteller this week for the children who are attending Vacation Bible School. We will be learning the stories found in the book of Exodus about Moses delivering the people who were oppressed, telling Pharaoh, "Let my people go." About the people surviving in the wilderness, how they got grumpy even though God was taking care of them. About how they came to the Jordan and crossed over into the promised land. And as always, there will be an interlude into the New Testament in sharing with the children the death and resurrection of Jesus. Now, I'm not sure that I will even mention the word Exodus to our young people this week. But what will be repeated over and over again is how God intervenes with amazing power and helps us along the way. Today, alongside of our children's journey through a biblical savanna, we begin a new sermon series on the book of Exodus. Amidst lively characters and a dual drama, the real star is God, sovereign, powerful, deliverer, provider, promise keeper. The book of Exodus begins by reminding us that the story of God is already in progress. This is book 2 of the great book, Bible. That Jacob, Joseph, and all his brothers were invited to live in Egypt by the Pharaoh at that time to escape famine. And while they were there in Egypt for the next 400 years, they multiplied 2 to 3 million Israelites. Now, the new Pharaoh, as the book opens, the new Pharaoh in Egypt doesn't know, nor does he care, who Joseph was. The Pharaoh thinks the Hebrews are nothing but a bunch of foreigners who came across the border looking for a way to survive. Pharaoh thinks they're a threat and decides to treat them harshly. So the people, being so many, would not upset his balance of power. Harsh realities of oppression give way to cries for someone to deliver the people from bondage. And God hears the people and takes action to get them out of there. Moses is the foot soldier, but the Bible is clear in telling us that the battle is between God and Pharaoh. God hears the people. God acts. This is the God of deliverance. But it doesn't stop there, and a story of long ago is also one for us. For God continues to hear us and act on our behalf. The people miraculously escape the bondage of Pharaoh and come to wander in the wilderness, which is where we again find the God of provision, Jehovah Jireh. God provides. The people, however, didn't fully appreciate the God of provision given the bread of heaven, manna, to eat every day. Manna burgers and quail nuggets every day. Well, at least that's something, right? When they grew impatient, their lives became reckless. And this is when the God of covenant brings order. Moses reins them in with the message to obey and live. But when God intervenes, even after much of the book of Genesis being an epic failure, with dysfunctional families and a devastating flood, the greater theme leading us all is that God is still pursuing people, connecting with people. God answers the people. God is going all in for the people. The question is, which is what the adventures of Exodus are about, the question is, will the people stick with the one who delivers them out? Will the people accept God as God accepts and claims them? Will the people trust God to see them through to their promised future? Now, these questions are not just for an ancient culture 3,000 years ago. These questions are for us. And the same God hears us and claims us and is leading the way. Got an unknown future? Stuck in a nowhere situation? Down to nothing to guide your life? Do we stick with the God of deliverance? Do we trust the God of provision? Do we accept the God of the covenant, the terms of being a people of God? So the book of Exodus brings God's power to the surface. And this tells us what God does. And what God does identifies God. He is a deliverer, he's a provider, he's a covenant God, he wants to be in relationship with us. But the name of God, God's name, the name of God, comes straight from God in the book of Exodus. Did you ever think about that? Of those who were ancient writers and writing the book of God, of the Bible, actually come to the book of Exodus where God actually names God's name to us. Now, I want to go about this in two different ways. First, let's start with how we are named in the Bible. The people are named in the Bible as a pattern. And that pattern often sounds like this. Let's start with Boaz. Boaz, the father, an ancient father of God's people. Obed is the son of Boaz. That's his name. Obed, son of Boaz. It's like when your name all blends together. Jenny Deutsch Thomas, you know. Obed, son of Boaz. Jesse, son of Obed. David, son of Jesse. Solomon, son of David. Aw, look at cute little Solomon. People were named and recognized by their father's line. That was part of their name, David, son of Jesse. But in subtle ways, this begins to change as Exodus, we begin to read God saying, wait a second, it's not just about y'all's father. I'm the father of all y'all's. It's basically what God is saying and begins to say. So in subtle ways, no longer are the dads of the family the identifier of the people. Now, that still does exist through the Bible, I know. But we got something greater here. Something, we've got another name. The Heavenly Father, Father with a capital F, is claiming his children. And this is significant when we read over and over again the naming of God as God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God over all these generations. Consider this naming a strength that will never be overcome or outdone. We're not just the sons of Jacob anymore. Now we're the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham. We are the people of God, the God of deliverance, the God of provision, and the God of promise. We just got a boost here. And it's just the book of Exodus, the second book. God's claiming us. To be certain that we understand that God is the Father of the people and God clarifies God's name in Exodus 3, it even goes one better here. Moses is on Mount Sinai and he encounters God in the burning bush. God speaks to Moses and tells him that he's the one to go down there and face Pharaoh and deliver the message to let my people go. Well, we know that Moses says, suppose I go back to everyone and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask, what is his name? Meaning, which papa on earth are we talking about? What is his name? Then what shall I say, says Moses. And God says to Moses, I am that I am. Tell them, I am has sent you. Meaning God saying, I'm it. There's nothing before me. There's nothing before me that begat me. I'm the beginning, all there is. I exist on my own, self-sufficient. I hear the people, and I will deliver them because I am. Even though things did get a bit rocky for the people of God in the beginning of Genesis, things got a bit rocky between people and God. The relationship begins again in Exodus. As believers, God is in our name, and there's nothing greater than the God of. The people of God are bonded by colorful experiences in the book of Exodus, profound experiences that have a way to bring us closer to the wonder of what is greater than ourselves, what is greater than a family name, what is greater than our past, and that is the great I am. God, the great I am, is still pursuing people and connecting with people. Do we stick with the God of deliverance? Do we trust the God of provision? Do we accept the God of the covenant? The terms of being the people of God. Got an unknown future? Got stuck in a no-swear situation? Got nothing else to lead your life? The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac is the God of us. Amen.